This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. On Saturday, the newly renovated Marina Redmond Center opened in Corner Brook. It was a partnership between the city and Memorial University when the Grenfell campus pool announced its closure after 40 years of service in 2015. MHA Jerry Burns says it was an important and proud ceremony of a freshly renovated project of innovation.
The total cost of this renovation, this refurbishment, at just around 25 million, that is the cost of building the entire Corner Brook Civic Center in 1999. Just to put that into perspective, to do this, you need to be focused and realize what your priorities are. Sport and recreation in Corner Brook is our priority.
The province put $9.3 million towards the project, the feds contributed $7.1 million, and the city paid the remaining share. Mayor Jim Parsons says there were delays along the way, but the cost did not go up much.
But we got a contract settled in 22, and construction soon started. And lots of bumps in the road and surprises in construction, but despite all the delays, I'm very happy to say that we're largely still on budget. So it was, I think we're less than 5% worst case scenario when it comes to the creating this facility. And during the time after COVID, that's pretty impressive.
Grenfell's Dr. Ken Jacobson says the new center will mean the return of the Grenfell Warriors, and it will be an asset to student recruitment. He says it was a sad day when the pool closed 10 years ago, and they knew what was coming next would be a heavy lift.
And we love that pool. That pool was a magnet for people in this community who came onto this campus, felt welcome at Grenfell. Who knows how many future Grenfell students first became familiar with the place by taking swimming lessons or coming for a Greco pizza-laden birthday party. I think the birthday room was like somewhere back there. I hope we've got to have a plaque for that birthday room. After that, there was a sense of, you know, what next? And there were some initial conversations about renovating the pool. We were hopeful. We knew a lot of pieces had to fall in place, that it would really be a very heavy lift. It required vision, creativity, dedication, persistence, and commitment towards something that was really worth fighting for. And wow, here we are. What an incredible facility this is.
The center includes aquatic and recreational facilities complete with a hot tub, water slide, lazy river pool, a daycare, and much more. Mayor Parsons says you can't talk about the center without talking about Marina Redmond.
Marina was City Hall. She bled city blue, and she knew where all the bodies were buried. She probably knows, Jessica, where the ribbon cutting scissors are. Right? She anchored us when we felt unhinged. She kept me sane with her wisdom, her humor, and her example. And for the remainder of my life, when every time I hear the name of this facility, my heart will swell with pride.
They did find the scissors, and the ceremony ended with the traditional ribbon cutting.
We can officially declare the Marina Redmond Center open.
More information about the center can be found at cornerbrook.recdesk.com. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.